What if you could test 15 million different metal alloys for a new medical implant? Not over decades in a lab, but virtually, in a matter of weeks. Machine learning just did that. And it's not just theory, it's happening right now, and it's about to change the face of manufacturing. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the story isn't about a new app or a social media algorithm. We're tracking a fundamental shift in the physical world. Artificial intelligence is no longer just predicting things. It is now discovering and designing brand new materials, metals, plastics, catalysts, at a speed that was unimaginable just a year ago. We'll look at the new AI-powered discovery platforms, the specific, game-changing materials they're creating, and a major geopolitical reshuffle in the semiconductor supply chain you cannot afford to ignore. Troy, let's start with the big picture. We're seeing a flood of announcements from places like Argonne National Laboratory in the US and the University of Luxembourg about AI-driven materials discovery. What exactly are these autonomous labs?
They represent a complete paradigm shift in R&D. Think of a closed-loop system. An AI, often using a large language model, or LLM, scans decades of scientific literature. Argonne's new ChemGraph framework, for instance, lets a scientist describe a problem in plain English. The AI then designs an experiment. A robot in the lab runs it, and the results are fed back into the AI, which learns and designs the next experiment. It's an autonomous cycle of hypothesis, test, and iteration, happening 24/7.
So the R&D department never sleeps. What's the real-world impact on speed?
It's staggering. The University of Luxembourg's BATMAT platform, announced on July 6th, claims to accelerate battery material discovery by a factor of 100. They're aiming for commercialization within 18 months. And new foundation models like NEP89 are boosting the efficiency of the underlying atomic simulations by 3 to 4 orders of magnitude. That's the difference between a calculation taking a year versus a few hours.
100 times faster. How does this specifically affect a US or European manufacturer? Are their current R&D processes now obsolete?
They are facing immediate disruption. A competitor using these methods can innovate at a pace that's impossible to match with traditional trial and error. The opportunity is to either build or partner with these platforms. For example, a German auto parts manufacturer could use this to design a lighter, stronger, high-entropy alloy for an engine component, screening millions of candidates like we saw in the biomedical alloy study, to find the perfect one before ever melting a single piece of metal.
And for trading companies and distributors,
they need to be tracking which labs and startups are commercializing these platforms. Sourcing will no longer just be about finding a supplier for a known material. The new value is in identifying who can custom design a material with specific properties, like a self-healing hydrogel from Osaka University, and securing the distribution rights for that novel product.
So the actionable insight for executives is what?
You need to immediately audit your R&D capabilities. Can you integrate AI-driven simulation and autonomous experimentation? If not, you need to be scouting for partnerships with universities and national labs like Johns Hopkins or Argonne right now, because the innovation cycle has just compressed from years down to months or even weeks.
Okay, so the platforms are accelerating discovery, but what are they actually finding? Let's talk about tangible results. I saw reports out of Finland and Japan about new superconductors and catalysts.
Exactly. This isn't just theoretical. On July 7th, Aalto University in Finland announced they used a combination of machine learning and quantum physics to discover two entirely new superconductors. This is a huge step in the search for room temperature superconductors, the holy grail for lossless power transmission and quantum computing.
Superconductors are a bit out there for most of our listeners. What's a more immediate industrial application?
Look at the news from Tokyo University of Science on July 10th. They used AI-driven inverse design to create a new catalyst for fuel cells that significantly reduces the need for platinum. A separate team at Tohoku University used a framework called ChatHIE to discover a high-entropy alloy catalyst, FeCOCuPTIR, that has already been proven to outperform commercial platinum carbon catalysts.
Hold on. Inverse design? That sounds like telling a computer, I want a material that's strong, lightweight, and cheap, and it spits out a recipe. Is that what's happening?
In essence, yes. The AI learns the complex relationships between atomic structures and material properties, then works backward from the desired property to propose a new chemical composition.
This is what threatens to upend entire industries. A U.S. or European chemical company whose business relies on the difficult processing of platinum group metals now faces a future where a competitor can design a cheaper, more abundant alloy with better performance.
So, for a Western trading company that deals in precious metals like platinum, this is a major red flag.
It is. They need to start diversifying. The demand profile for industrial metals is about to be reshaped by AI. They should be looking at sourcing the constituent elements for these new high-entropy alloys, things like zirconium, iron, and cobalt in very specific purity grades. The value is shifting from the single rare element to the complex AI-designed combination.
What's the immediate action item for an executive at a manufacturing firm?
If you manufacture anything that uses a catalyst, a special coating, or an advanced alloy, you must assume your current materials will be outperformed within the next 24 to 36 months. Your immediate task is to task your strategy team to model the cost and performance impact if your biggest competitor could reduce their platinum use by 50% or double the efficiency of their batteries. That threat is no longer hypothetical.
This all seems to be building toward a major shift in who controls the building blocks of technology. We've seen a lot of news coming out of Japan recently. What's happening there?
Japan is aggressively moving to reconstruct its semiconductor industry for the AI era. They are leveraging their historic dominance in the deep tech of material science. While chip design gets the headlines, Japanese companies like Shin-Etsu Chemical and Sumco are dominant global suppliers of the hyperpure silicon wafers, and Ajinomoto produces Ajinomoto Buildup Film, or ABF, an insulating material that is critical for nearly every high-performance processor in the world.
The names you typically associate with food and consumer goods are at the heart of the AI chip boom.
Precisely, and they are all ramping up production to meet surging AI demand. This isn't happening in a vacuum. It's supported by major strategic investments, like the U.S. firm Micron investing heavily in its Hiroshima plant. Japan is positioning itself not just as a supplier, but as the indispensable foundation of the entire advanced semiconductor supply chain.
And this week, we saw them expand that strategy with a new partner.
Yes. On July 7th, reports surfaced of a massive $69 billion AI and semiconductor investment partnership between Japan and India. This is a clear strategic move to build a resilient, non-Chinese technology supply chain. Japan provides the advanced materials and precision equipment expertise. India brings its vast engineering talent pool and a massive domestic market.
For U.S. and European manufacturers who rely on components from Asia, what does this India-Japan alliance mean?
It's both an opportunity and a competitive threat. The opportunity is diversification. It provides a credible, large-scale alternative supply chain for critical components, reducing dependency on a single region. The threat is that this new bloc could create its own powerful, vertically integrated ecosystem that prioritizes its members, potentially making it harder or more expensive for Western companies to source key materials and equipment.
So what should a European trading company or a U.S. tech firm be doing right now?
They need to be actively building relationships in both India and Japan. For trading companies, it's about securing supply agreements for next-generation materials coming out of this partnership. For manufacturers, it's about evaluating India as a new base for design, assembly, and packaging, integrated with Japan's material supply. Ignoring this emerging Indo-Japanese tech corridor would be a strategic blunder.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's distill it down. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the innovation cycle for physical materials has fundamentally broken. AI-driven platforms are compressing development timelines from years to weeks. If your business model is based on a material advantage, you are now in a race against an AI that never sleeps.
Second,
this is not a future problem. It is a present reality. As we speak, new materials for batteries, fuel cells, superconductors, and medical devices are being discovered in labs in the US, Europe, and especially Japan. These aren't just academic papers. They are direct precursors to commercial products that will disrupt existing markets.
And the final, most critical takeaway?
The global supply chain for high technology is being actively redrawn. The $69 billion India-Japan partnership, combined with Japan's quiet dominance in critical semiconductor materials, is creating a powerful new axis. Western executives must treat this as a top-level strategic issue and actively engage with this emerging ecosystem to de-risk their supply chains and find new opportunities.
A new industrial revolution happening at the atomic level. That's all the time we have for this week. Thank you, Troy.
My pleasure, Susie.
And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence.
To make sure you never miss a briefing, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with more analysis on the technology that matters to your business.